Hey guys, welcome to today's show, the world famous Phil Henry Show. For today, on our encore show for the 12th of January, 2021. We're going to go back to 2020, January 29th. And I like doing this. I like kind of going back a year before to see where were we as a people? Where were we as a tribe? Where were we as bad haircuts? What was going on? Well, this time last year, you can well imagine we were getting ready. Little did we know. We were getting ready to experience one of the most devastating events in the history of our country, this current pandemic that we're going through. But back then, it was all about football and frivolity. Tom Dovka, from his bathtub, gives me advice on letting people tell tasteless... Tom Dovka, from his bathtub, gives me advice on letting people tell tasteless jokes after someone dies on Facebook. Isn't that great? It's fun for them. Also, David G. Hall joins us. All right, let's check this out, man. From the 29th of January, last year, 2020, for today's encore show for today, the 12th of January, 2021, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Yes, I'm General Kevin Shaw.
I'm Margaret Ray. Here is Phil Henry.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Wow, we came in with a power-packed... look at that, man.
And it's pretty noisy.
So, welcome.
Right, what's unusual about that?
Well, we're just getting all that... Look at all that modulation coming off of that thing, man. What did we do all of a sudden?
Might have bumped up the master or something. Looks like the modulation coming in at zero.
All right, Phil, do you have to do this? It bores the audience to tears.
All right, never mind. Let's not talk technical stuff. Welcome to the program, folks, although I do want to just do one little thing.
Oh, you're setting a timer, is that it?
No, well, yeah. I mean, I like to see how long each of the shows goes. Don't disturb me because I'm...
I didn't disturb you.
Here it is. Boom, 40 minutes, yeah.
He just gave it away, folks. 40 minutes is the time limit Phil puts on all of the podcast.
No, it is not. That's where we are right now. That's not the whole... Why do you gotta, you know...
Are you messing things up, General?
I'm not messing anything up. I think it's very fair for the audience to know the formatics, you know, exactly what we're going for.
They don't have to know the time, and they don't... It's a lot of stuff they don't need to know. Speaking of don't need to know and do need to know, so what do we got?
I got Tom Dovkin.
What does that guy want?
Oh, Phil.
That's David G. Hall wanted me to talk to him. I said I'd do it. Is David on the line, too?
Yeah, David's on the line. Well, Tom Dovka is over on line two. Tom Dovka on line two, and then the David is on.
What do you mean the David?
I mean, David's on line four, but...
All right, let me talk to David. David, hey.
Hey, Phil.
So you want me talking to Dovka?
Yes, I asked if you would speak to Mr. Dovka, because I know you don't want... to talk to consultants, I get it. Look, you got a lot of respect for me, don't you?
Absolutely.
All right. And I'm a consultant, right?
Yeah, but I like talking to you, and I like talking to 15 million other guys.
What do you mean 15 million? What is it with you and 15 million other guys? One guy. And because he comes from Chicago, and he's a big fat oaf.
Yeah, I don't happen to,
Well, Phil, are you prejudiced because he's a big fat oaf?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, well, you don't want to talk to the guy because he's, you know, he's official. You like to just talk to me. Because I don't know why you like talking to me. Because
you're smart, okay? Dovka ain't. But nonetheless, you want me to talk to him about what?
Well, talk to him about what it is you're going to... I don't know. Something he said he wants to talk to you about.
Wait a minute, David. You want Phil to talk to Dovka about something you don't even know what it is?
What happened there?
No, it sounded like the... okay, so anyway, say that again.
Say what again?
What, General? You want Phil to talk to Dovka about something that you don't even know what it is.
What?
In other words, you want me to talk to Tom Dovka about something, the subject of which you don't know.
All right, that's a little better, but I still don't.
Do you want Phil to talk to Tom Dovka?
Margaret, your voice just went. Do you?
All right, David, thanks a lot.
Oh, I'm fucking around.
David G. Hall, ladies and gentlemen, you got him?
Yeah, I got Tom Dovka coming up here online on two.
What do you
got
to tell him the line?
Because Mr. Henry always wants me to tell what line it's got to be on.
All right, fine. All right, where?
On line two.
All right, Tom Dovka joins us here on the Phil Henry Show from... hi, Tom, it's Phil. Are you in the bathtub right now?
Hi, Phil, yeah. Just hold on for a minute. I just grab it. I am in a bathtub. I know that you don't like it, but it's been a very difficult day, and I had to... Honey, can I get that? It's been a very difficult day. I've been in three cities. I was in Detroit. I came back to Chicago. I had a quick change of pants, and I was back to Detroit. Then I had to turn around and come back to Chicago. had to change my underwear again because it's just a long...
What are you changing your underwear so much for?
You know, see, this is the kind of thing, Phil.
Well, it's a good question, don't you think?
Well, I don't understand. Why is that a good question?
You're volunteering that, Tom. You're telling us you're changing your underwear. Why?
Because it's a very tough day I had, all right? And I was perspiring, and I had a tough day, that's all.
All right, I understand, Tom. I don't mean to press you.
Well, I'm in the bathtub right now. I had a very tough day. I perspire a lot, but I'm having a hard time. I think I'm dehydrated. Let me ask my wife, Karen. Hey, Karen, can I get a bottle of water? Bottle of water. I'm dehydrated, Phil, which happens to me when I'm traveling so much.
Well, you're going between radio stations?
Yeah, going between. I was at Midtown Communication in... I don't want to slip and fall in the tub here. I was at Midtown Communication at... in Chicago, and I had to go to Detroit to talk to Benny Cahill, you know, up there.
Oh, yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great.
Would you please give him my best?
I will, yeah. He's doing fine. He's finally got the FM thing, and he's... Oh, God almighty. Oh.
Jesus, this guy.
I got it. Phil, the reason why I asked David if I could talk to you... Now, forgive me, Phil, as I don't mean to... I don't want to try to tell you what you do, you know, but I noticed you spend an awful lot of time on Facebook, right?
An awful lot of time on Facebook? I spend a lot of time on social media.
Yeah, but you know, I know you do a lot on Twitter, but a lot of that's political, and I don't know what that is, but...
Phil spends a lot of time on social media, and, yeah, that area is...
I'm asking Mr. Henry...
All right.
Unless you want her to speak for you.
No, I mean, look, I do spend a lot of time on social media. I do have some political points of view that...
And I don't want to talk to you about that. I mean, you're going to do what you're going to do with that. I've already told you, you know, that the politics is bad.
I understand that, and I'm getting that, but there has to be... I need to vent that, and I do it on my verified Twitter account.
Well, that's the thing. Why don't you do it on an unverified account? Why don't you pretend like... Why don't you give yourself a Phil Henry unverified account?
Well, that's our show account, as Phil Henry Show is not verified.
Oh, but you are verified. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, he's got a verification.
Who cares? I mean, basically what he's saying is, I'm Phil Henry, I'm verified. My show, who cares? But me, I...
Hey, you know what? That's how it came down. If I were to change it now, I think it would confuse a lot of people. I agree with you, to be honest with you, you know.
What are you talking about, Phil?
I think that our verified account should be our show account, but it worked out that the verified account is just me running my yap about politics, and I don't quite know how to change it.
Well, you know, you can... There's a lot of different things you can do. You can just shift it over, shift the feeds over. But the reason why I'm talking to you is you're on Facebook a lot, and I think it's a bad... You know, kind of bad for you, because you're getting into arguments with people that are kind of thick over there. And
I don't get into arguments with anybody over there.
Well, I saw something about My Favorite Martian.
No, it was some guy talking about... Some people had made some jokes about Kobe Bryant.
Okay, that was it right there. That was it. Now, hold on for just a minute. And you were giving people a hard time. People want to vent, you know, and they want to make fun of and have fun and do the comedy, you see? And that's what... Hold on for a minute. Phil, I'm awfully sorry. I'm just trying to get some... Oh, Christ.
I got to tell you something, Tom. I got to tell you something. I've hung up on people for doing that. Would you please not do that?
You've hung up for doing what?
Phil hangs up on people.
Yeah, I got David G. Hall.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Tom. David's on the line.
Yeah, David. Okay.
Yeah.
I only wear a jock strap. Give me the phone and knock it off.
Yeah, David.
What's going on there?
Nothing. Hold on for a minute. I got David G. Hall now, and all kinds of stuff is going on. Yeah. Hey, David, hi.
You know, is Tom there? David, it's Tom, yeah. Hi, look. Philip, what I'm trying to tell you is the following thing, all right? You know, Tom's giving of his time. When you're giving him a hard time about his, you know, he's enjoying himself in the bathtub. Hold on for a minute. Would you take your kid out of here? When he's enjoying himself in the bathtub, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He's relaxing. Is that right, Tom? You're feeling, you know, you're sort of feeling it, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm feeling the relaxation, you know.
I'm sorry Phil's upsetting you.
Well, it's a little bit upsetting.
Hey, I'm not upsetting anybody, all right? I'm trying to make it so that we don't have these pornographic exhalations of pleasure.
Well, I got Phil.
Well, I'm here at the mall right now. What I'm trying to say is this. Let Tom enjoy himself in his bathtub, even if it sounds like... You know, Tom, is there any way you can...
I'm enjoying myself.
All right, but please understand, are you putting more water in there? What are you doing?
No, I get a little bit more, because it's just... Yeah.
All right, so... But he wants to talk to you about Facebook because you were over there arguing with some guy about Kobe Bryant, and this puts, you know, this is very important. You don't want to turn the audience off.
Well, yeah, see, I'm trying to tell him that, but...
All right, David, I'll let you go so that I can talk to Tom. I appreciate very much your point of view. Thank you, okay? So, Tom, what?
David's still on the phone. Yeah, David, I know. He wants to go. Yeah, I will. Probably Mars, my favorite planet. Give me that phone.
David.
Go ahead.
He's just age Christ, Phil. You know, you gotta give a guy a break there, man. You sound like you're ready to come unglued, you know, but...
So, what's the story?
Well, you're telling people don't... You know, some people made some jokes about Kobe Bryant, and I just told David, I said, I don't understand Phil not allowing people to make the jokes, you know, because it...
Nobody's going to make jokes about Kobe Bryant dying on my Facebook page.
Okay, fine, Phil. You want to come on like some Nazi, but people, don't you understand that Facebook people have a lot of fun? They share memes. You know about a meme, Phil?
Yes, I know all about memes.
You know all about memes, Phil, are very important.
I know all about memes. I know what people do. I don't like people making jokes about Kobe Bryant.
Well, what about the guy I told you about on New Year's Day, 2001? Ray Walston died, my favorite Martian. You remember him, right?
Yes, I do.
All right. And you were on your show, and you were making fun of him, laughing, and you said, what did you say?
First of all, I was in character as Art Bell, and we were talking about Ray Walston had been called home to Mars. That was the joke. And
well, you made some other references as to his, you know, being effeminate. And-
well, we were doing it all through the character of Art Bell. Okay.
Then how come you won't let people have a couple of laughs?
Kobe Bryant died with... You know what? I'm going to hang the phone up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. You hang the phone. I know David Hall's out there. David, if you listening, this is why I can't get through to this guy.
I never asked for your help, Tom. I don't want your help. I don't need your help.
Yeah. You know what? Who said you need my help? I'm doing David Hall a favor.
You're not doing him any favors.
Emmy?
Any favors as long as you're talking to me. All right?
Oh, well, okay. If that doesn't beat all...
Phil, you should be a little bit kinder. All right. All right, Tom, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Tom, I'm sorry, okay?
No, it's all right.
What are you... Are you balling too, Davka? That makes four guys straight this week, crying like bitches.
Oh, so that's how it's going to be, huh? I'm a B-I...
You can't spell bitch?
Hey, let me... I know what one is, tell you that right now.
But you can't spell it.
B-I-C-H.
You kidding me or something, man?
Okay, you know, Phil...
B-I-T-C-H.
That's what I said.
No, you did not. You said B-I-C-H.
Phil, look, when you're arguing with people, you got to allow people to have the laughs, to have a couple of giggles.
Well, I agree with Phil. You're not going to get giggles out of this Kobe Bryant situation. And may I remind you, Tom...
Oh, look, everybody ganging up on me. Tom Dodka, huh?
Yes, that's right. May I remind you that a couple of miners, at least two, and there may be more, I forget, died in that crash.
All right, Phil, I'm just saying, when you busted down on that guy...
I told these people, and I'd had complaints. Somebody else had said, hey, they had said to me, Phil, this is not cool, I don't think... You know, people give you their opinion. And I looked at it, and I said, he was right, I don't like that stuff on the page. There's certain days you just don't post stuff like that.
You know, Phil, you... One of the things that turns the audience off to a guy like you, and you could be way more successful, is if you would let people have their comedy bits, you know, and you could, you know what you could do? You could say, and now it's time for the Phil Henry Show and our comedy bit of the day from one of our Facebook people. What do you think about that?
That's a crap can idea.
Oh, I see, because there's no way it's going to be funny.
No, if people want to be funny, they can be funny, okay? Say the what is it again? It's talking about the Facebook... comedy bit of the day?
No, you go, it's the Phil Henry Facebook comedy. And wait a minute. Where's that? Where's the soap? Yeah.
God damn, man. Jesus, Phil, you're knocking everything over. Sorry about that. That just about made me want to puke my guts up.
What's he trying to say?
I'll tell you what he's talking about. I think we addressed this during the pre-show. If we didn't, then I forgive me. But, you know, folks, this is a sad time surrounding the Los Angeles Lakers and the story that broke over the weekend, the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven other people. And I'm not going to abide comedy routines. Now, if you want to tell me that we've made fun of people dying in the past, you're right. And I know how we do. We do it through character. Look, Phil, don't start explaining the show. You're getting into some of this soft...
It is. It's getting professorial and sophomoric, Phil.
It's not sophomoric.
Well, it's a good word, though. I like...
Yeah, it sounds professorial.
I don't care if it sounds profit. I'm just saying, when we do that, we do it in character. There's a specific comedic effect we're trying to achieve.
All right, let's talk about Ray Walston.
Ray Walston passed on January the 1st, 2001, just as Dovka said. And Ray Walston, and we were in character as Art Bell talking about it. And as Art Bell talking about it, you know how we interpret Art's character in a very strange way. He said that Ray Walston had been called home because of, you know, whatever. He'd been called home to Mars. All right, he'd been called. Now, somebody said you made some reference about him being gay. I don't recall that. We'll have to listen to the bit. Ray Walston was married for a long time to a, you know, lady, and I don't know. It might have been his mannerisms on My Favorite Martian.
Yeah, you know, that's right. He's always talking about, you know, Tim and Mrs. Brown, you know.
Oh, Pamela Britton.
Yeah, Pamela Britton that we've been referencing so often. She was on DOA.
Yeah. Well, she was, I'll tell you, on Mrs. Brown, what's the name of that show?
My Favorite Martian?
Oh, man, yeah, she had one hell of a...
The general likes it when they put her in a tight skirt.
Well, you know.
She had great comic timing on that show. That's what and because she was playing a dramatic part in the other. In any event, that's where that's at, so thanks very much.
All right, then, the Phil Henry Show.
No, wait a minute, man. We gotta, you know, don't squeak it out, Phil. We gotta let people know, again, that coming up on the Tuesday, the 4th of February, will be our Barroom Showdown number one between Chef Carl Cedilia and Vernon Dozier. Go to facebook.com/ Phil Henry, PHANS, and tell us who you think will win that fight and give us your reason. Now we will take all of the people who correctly predict the fight, and we'll put them into a kind of a,
well, you know, into sort of a hopper, like they turn the wheel and around it goes.
Not really, but
into a hat,
something like that, and we'll draw a winner, and you'll win prizes. Maybe we'll draw more than one winner. Who knows?
You haven't thought this through, have you?
Yes, I have, man. How many times have I got to say that to you? Yes, I have.
Really?
No, well, yeah. Okay, what, any other business we have to wrap up?
God, David Hall's still going to be on.
Say that again.
God, man, you ought to start talking English sometime, you know? That would be a real pleasant change of pace.
I said David Hall still wants to be on.
What the hell is this?
Hold on, sir.
I'm David G. Hall. I'm the program director of the Phil. I mean, I'm the vice president of syndication for Phil Henry.
And all right, David.
Wait a minute. And I'm on to consult with Phil Henry. Thanks very much, Bud. Phil?
Yeah, what was that?
I asked Bud to play the news stinger before I come on. You got a problem with that?
Yeah, I do. It's distracting, and it sounds ridiculous.
Oh, it sounds ridiculous. So you get to have music, and...
I'm the host of the show.
Oh, here we go again. So I just want you to know something, okay? Tom Dovka was doing me a personal favor, and he wanted to tell you about how to do stuff good. You didn't want to listen to it.
You know, I think you guys went out and had a few pops, and now I'm going to be the recipient of all your horse shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
What language. All right, this is David G. Hall. You know, I have it. I'm David G. Hall.
Okay.
On a Phil Henry Show.
Come on.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Locked in an institution.
Love it, man. Love it. All right, listen, guys, we will see you again tomorrow. And don't forget, of course, Bar Fight Showdown.
You're going to get Barroom Showdown, Bar Fight.
Bar Fight Showdown, Tuesday the 4th, Feb 4th. Don't show. Yeah.
Tom Dovka's going to sue us.
Good, I hope he does. I hope, oh, man, I would love that.